This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The Place to Be.
Yes, the Place to Be. The Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling. So.
That's what she said!
So why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Vincent's collection there.
Oz went on to star in American Pie, of course, is the lacrosse player. Bismarck. No, was it? Bismarck was on it?
Lismarck.
No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the big boys play, and that is in my extra queen size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk the things.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I'm just curious. PTB Nation. Let me know what you're
our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
Could be going to one chance. Speed through life like it's no tomorrow. Speed it. 100 G's worth of ice on a old I'm flossy. And we in that street life till they call the law.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be podcast. I'm your co-host, Justin Rizzolo.
Wait. Hey, just because you're sitting on the couch with me right here doesn't mean you have to steal all my lines.
Well, so. I figured I'd cut you some slack. It is late, you know.
It is late. For us. Yeah, so. I am pretty tired. I'm ready for bed. So anyway, welcome to episode
374
of the Place to Be podcast. We are in the same room here, and this is a special treat for you all. We decided we'd keep it late at night. Scott just drove like 17 hours to get here, but we're going to go ahead and bring to you the culmination of the great, great all-time pay-per-view card building here, assembly. And we have the hardest one left, and we've done some tricky ones, some tough ones, but November definitely looms as the hardest because of Survivor Series.
Well, it's pretty obvious, and good evening, JR, and good evening, Place to Be Nation. Yeah, I mean, because you're talking about, we're dealing with matches with, you know, 10 guys, 8 guys.
Yeah.
And it pretty much, the issue is not really going to be the later years. I think anything after 99 will probably not be too bad. I'm going to have an exciting extra point on Monday night. I'll probably be throwing stuff against the wall. Lightning up 2-0 right now. So
forget about it. It's tough to G. But
yeah.
Overuse.
Yes.
So if anyone hasn't heard these before, and you should go back and listen to them all, but the rules are as follows. So you can only use each wrestler one time. Must use one match from every year's show. Mm-hmm. So 1987 to 2014 for November. You have to use a certain amount of titles, and Scott, I think because of the type of show it is, I mean, I don't know, we'll have to see as we go. I think we definitely have to use the two world titles.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And we definitely should use the Intercontinental and Tag. We'll see about the women's, we'll see about the U.S. as we go. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should be necessarily mandatory.
No.
Just because it's going to be hard. I don't know how often those titles are defended.
I mean, there's one, I can think of one really good women's title match right off the bat if we wanted to use it.
And there may be some. I just don't want to beholden ourselves to it.
No.
If we don't have to. So we'll just, to start, we'll say we need to use the World, the WWE / WWF title, and
IC.
Then IC and Tag.
And then the World titles, which I guess would be the red belts. So
we know this will not be easy. With us tonight running the board is the, you hear him on the Kevin Kelly Show, you hear him on the new Dangerous Alliance podcast, The History of Wrestling, Wrestling with Optimism, does your pay-per-view previews on PlayStation.com, Dan McGinn, how are you?
Doing fine. Actually, was writing one of those previews before you guys called me to do this. So if the second half of my preview is not very good, it's because of
this. It'll match the first half.
Shut up.
Precisely. All right.
And Dan, you'll be, I mean, you could have been here on the couch with us. You'll be here tomorrow. So it's a lot of McGinn this week.
I would not have allowed that whatsoever.
So Chad has been in this position in the past, and so have you, Dan. You did a couple with us, too. So you're familiar with what you're going to do here. You will be tracking for us. We don't get confused. You will play tiebreaker for us. You'll help us make the tough decisions that need to be made. But I don't think we should waste any more time, Scott, because we have a lot of work to do.
Yes, we do.
We have Survivor Series up first, Dan, so we're going to start 1987, and we were just talking about this off-air. There's two options here. I think the opener, you know, could work because it's Jim Duggan. Hang on, let me pull up the official match here. Here we go. Randy Savage, Jake Roberts, Ricky Steamboat, Beefcake, and Duggan against Honky Hercules, Danny Davis, Ron Bass, and Harley Race. You know, I guess we'd run into problems with a few of these guys down the road, and I don't want to even have to worry about that. And secondly, I'm not sure if it's even a better match than the women's match. And we know we're not going to run into any problems with the women. So I say we go with that.
Let me throw something out here, though. If you look at the main event, Andre, Gang, Bundy, yeah, Butch, and Rude against Hogan, Orndorff, Morocco, Patera, and Bigelow, let's be honest. When are we ever going to use any of them? We're not going to really use Hogan.
Yeah, you may be right.
I mean, when are we going to use Hogan? And we're not going to use him in the title match in 91, because that match sucked.
Figures there's like three options on this freaking show.
Not really. Because I don't think the main event's not bad. We got a lot of hosses. It's right up yours in my alley.
I'll tell you, even that tag match. Oh, Brett. That's right. Brett's in that.
Yeah, Brett's okay. Going to be a problem early on, because he's pretty much in every Survivor match. So.
All right, let's go with the main event then, Dan, for now. I don't know if you go Wikipedia or something, you can just copy and paste without having to type them all out, but...
I do have Wikipedia, and I do kind of agree. This card is pretty loaded. You know, I mean, again, as much as I wanted to type out Donna Christianello down on this,
yes, I
know. I'm perfectly fine with
the main... bed and have her type her own name.
Yeah. Judy stayed home tonight.
All right, let's go with that main event then for now. We'll see if we run into Hogan.
Okay.
Over the next few years. Now, 88 gets a little bit tougher.
I mean, I know obviously the obvious pick is everybody would want to see the tag, but look at all of the, we're screwed on almost every level. No, we lose Brett, we lose Sean.
I think the opener, yeah, but I think the opener is the one here.
Yeah, it's Warrior, Beefcake, Sam Houston, the Blue Blazer, which is not Owen, so Owen doesn't count.
Right.
We can still use Owen down the line. And Jim Brunzell against Honky, Ron Bass, Danny Davis, Greg Valentine, and Bad News Brown.
I think that's our only choice, unless we want to burn, unless we change the 87 and we want to burn Savage and like DiBiase. We could do that, but we'll go 88 for now. I mean, we'll go opener for me.
We'll go with the opener. So yeah, take the opener there, Dan.
All right.
So,
all right, 1989. That was easy.
Well, now we're going to run into problems because, let's see, we can't do the main event because, well, obviously, for many reasons.
The opener, we just burnt Beefcake and Bad News.
How about, we could do the King's Court against the 4x4s.
We're going to lose Brett now.
We really can't do anything else.
Well, we could go back to 87.
Oh, no, we can't do Rude Bruden because Rude was in the main event in 87.
Well, if we change 87, we can either use the Hulkamaniacs or the Rude Brood match.
Yes, if we put the women in 87, then we can...
Yeah, put the women in 87, Dan. I knew that was the choice from the start, just to keep us clean here.
Yeah.
So, the question is, Scott, do you want to lose Perfect or... And he's the only guy that really goes any further than this on this team.
Mm.
Unless, like, maybe the Quebecers or something later.
I mean, if we use... We still have, down the line, if you wanted to use the tag in 92, if we wanted to save Perfect or Savage.
Right.
Because I don't know what else we'd use in 92.
Well, we can't use Savage here. It's either going to be the Rude... Well, the Rude Brood match is better, but we're definitely never going to use... Let's use that Hogan match, because, I mean, we're never going to use those guys.
No.
I mean, Demolition's done.
Zeus.
They got one more year.
Yeah, we're not going to use Zeus again, obviously. It's pretty much he's done after this, so.
Yes. I mean, DiBiase's the only guy that's a maybe. So let's go with the Hulkamaniacs versus the Million Dollar Team, even though the Rude Brood match is much more fun. I have a feeling we may need Perfect. Well, Perfect's only in one more, really. Maybe, I don't know, Jacques, maybe. Maybe the guy that gets in the way.
Yeah.
All right, use the Hulkamaniacs match for now. We can come back if we need to.
Okay. All right, let's move ahead to 1990.
I think it's an easy one here. And that's the Alliance.
Against the Mercenaries. Yeah, Nikolai, Tito. We haven't used Tito yet, right?
No.
No? All right, so Nikolai, Tito, and the Bushwhackers against Slaughter, Zhukov, and the Orients. It's the second shortest. Well, not counting the right. Survivor match, it's the shortest match of the card. So
I mean, we could have, you know, we wouldn't want to lose Brett, so we're not going to do the Million Dollar Team, even though we get the monumental Undertaker debut.
We could do Shane Douglas and Putty Rose, make Will smile.
That's right. His favorite
guy.
So if we were to change 89, oh no, we couldn't because Snuka. Okay, so 89 pins us either way, the Warlord in one or Snuka in the other. We don't want to lose Sean anyway.
Right.
Well, actually, can we use... Say we switched 89 to the Rude Brood.
Mm-hmm.
We could do Hulkamaniacs Natural Disasters.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah, right? We haven't used Duggan yet, right?
No. Boss and Barbarian and Hogan would be gone from 89. So what's the better... And Dan, we'll let you weigh in here. So... What's the better pairing? The Hulkamaniacs Million Dollar Team with the Alliance Mercenaries, which is probably worse because the Alliance match is so bad, or Hulkamaniacs Natural Disasters and then Rude's Brood, Rowdy's.
I've always had a soft spot for Rude's Brood and Rowdy's. I think it was like the perfect pairing and the contrast of styles. And we always gush about how swank that heel team was in 1989 on a lot of these shows. We lose the Powers of Pain, but we also lose Zeus. And that can't be discarded enough, in my opinion. we get Tugboat, and we all love Tugboat, I think.
Except for Dusty.
He doesn't like Tugboat. But other than that, I really think that's probably the better pairing.
And you know what's another reason, too? If you look ahead to 91, I think we're probably going to need to use Slaughter and Tito in the that second match, the crappy match. Because, I mean, the opener's so good with Flair and everything, but I don't know if we want to lose Brett there. And we're not going to lose Sean in that tag.
What about the last match, LOD and Boss Man?
Well, if we use Hulkamaniacs, we'd lose Quake, Typhoon, and Boss Man.
Oh, and Boss Man, true.
So now, say, do you want to use the Hulk... do we want to use the 89 Hogan match with the Alliance Mercenaries with this... No, this main event sucked. We just watched it. The LOD Boss Man.
Yeah,
that was awful.
Yeah, that match is terrible. Yeah,
I'd rather at least have this for the jobber fun. All right, so for 89, let's go with Rude's Brood. For 90, let's go with the Hogan Disasters. And for 91, we'll go with Slaughter's team and the Jobber Brigade there. It must not auto. He might have to refresh.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, and Dan, while we're looking at 92, can you just spot check this thing and make sure we're not doubling up on anyone here?
Yeah, because this is trickier than any other, because there's like so many guys in the match. So.
Just looking at it quick, I don't think we are. I think we look pretty clean.
Well, let me just say this. We're kind of now, I'm looking at this, we have Duggan now twice. We have Duggan with the Hulkamaniacs in 90, and we have Duggan again in 91.
Okay, so that's not good. All right, I'm done with this. Let's watch No Holds Barred. All right, so... I mean, the only other option then is to unwind everything. Do Hogan, Alliance... No, we can't even do that. Right? Because Slaughter would be in both 90 and 91.
Hmm. See? I knew he'd piss somebody else off besides me.
This may be impossible. I mean, it literally may be impossible. Unless we count, like, dark matches.
If we use the women in 87.
Yeah.
How about the women in 87, we use...
You know what we're going to have to do. I can already tell you right now. We may have to do Taker Hogan and burn our title match. I hate to do it, but I don't know if there's another way around it. Because for 90, we can use the Mercenaries. And then 91, Taker Hogan. Because we wouldn't have used Hogan yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any other way around it, as much as it sucks to blow that. I mean, unless you want to use the Nasty Boys match and lose Sean. So would you rather lose the world title match or Sean?
Well, crappy thing about Sean is we lose the possibility of the Chamber in 02.
See, I'd rather lose the title because Sean's in so many friggin' matches later that we're probably going to need him at some point. Even if it's not an ideal match,
right.
He's in all those Survivor matches in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got so many matches.
Yeah.
We're never going to use Hogan again. I mean, Taker's in a lot, too. But I just hate... I mean, it's such a stupid match. I mean, it's elite, well, it's historical, but...
Right. All right, why don't we do that? Why don't we put... For 87, we'll put the women. We're not going to have any choice. You're going to have to type your girlfriend there.
Now, I think there may be one other way. Is if we do... If we want to lose Brett, you could do... 89 could be the Hogan team. 90 could be the Mercenaries. And 91... Nope, never mind. Because Warlord would screw it up. He's in the Hogan match and then this
damn
one.
Damn you, Warlord!
So, your choice. Do you want to lose Taker and the title or Sean?
I feel like we'll get better traction out of
Sean. Well, actually, wait. Hang on. So what if we do... Hang on. I might have found our way out of this. What if we do the Hogan match in 89, the Mercenaries in 90, mm-hmm. and then the LOD Boss Man Disasters IRS in 91? Does that work, Dan?
You sure you want to put that match on there?
Well, it's better than losing the title. I'd rather bite the bullet.
Yeah, and... we're not going to get Hogan, and that way we keep Shawn and Taker.
Yep. And the title. So what do you think, Dan? 89 would be Hogan, the Hulkamaniacs versus $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
90 would be the Mercenaries and the Alliance. And 91 would be the main event, the LOD. Because Bossman's done anyway there. I mean, until this, a couple crappy matches later, but...
Right, because we don't lose Bossman... With the Hulkamaniacs in 90.
Right.
And
we don't lose Quake and Tugboat either.
I just personally hate that match from 91 because I think of how
it's
much
awful.
It would have been better with Jake and Savage in
right.
that match. Or
right.
if Sid was healthy and he was in that match. But, yeah, it might be the best way to go this early in the game.
Yeah, I think we have to. I mean, sometimes you have to, like Suburban Commando, they said, sometimes you got to lose the battle to win the war.
Exactly. Yes, yes, pretty much.
That's what we're going to have to do
no
here.
No war of attrition here, so.
We're going to have to lose. I mean, I don't really want to lose the title on Taker Hogan. I'd rather just bite the bullet and have the shitty Mercenaries match. I mean, Tito's the only one worrying me. He's not anywhere, right? I don't think he's in any of these, so. I think we're clean there. I mean, if you look at this match, we're not going to use any of these guys again, probably. Hopefully not.
The Alliance and the... No, I doubt it.
All right, let's look at 92, where Dan's filling that out.
All right. All right, 92,
you can use Yoko Virgil.
Can we use, Tatanka Martel?
Yeah, so it just comes down to, because we're probably not going to use Martel again, unless we use the opener in 93, if we want to get, like, Savage on.
How about Head Shrinkers High Energy?
Then we lose Owen.
What more does Owen have between now and then?
Well, we're not going to use the Hart Brothers match. That opener in 94 maybe is pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's in the wildcard boot match in 95. 96, he's in that opener. Actually, 96 is a possibility because of the Furnace and LaFon.
Oh, right. Yes.
That's a good one. That we may not use those guys ever again. Godwins and Rockers. Well, we could do. We never ended up using Perfect, right?
Do we? And we haven't used Savage, right?
Well, the Razor's in all the same matches I mentioned as Owen, so we might want to hold off there.
Yeah. How about?
I say either. I say we go Yoko Virgil for now. I think it's the last chance we use. No, you got 91 wrong, Dan. 91's the LOD match. I know you hate it, but
we need to cash in that belt later on for better stuff.
Yeah. All right. I say we go. I say we play it safe with Yoko Virgil for now, and we'll come back if we have to.
Let me ask you this: is there a specific title match you're thinking of? Because
no,
if you wanted to think outside the box, could use Brett Shawn now.
No, because I think we have options here, and I think 97 is going to be tough. Well, I guess we could use, like, Truth Commission DOA or something, but...
Or the match with Vader and Goldust in it.
I think if we're going to have a Brett Shawn match, I'd rather have... I mean, Montreal makes more sense.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this match is good, but Montreal... Montreal's good and historical.
All right.
This card sucks.
It's gonna follow the rules, and that's all it needs. All right, we all know 93 is easy.
93 is the layup. Now, hang on. So the opener, though, is our last chance to get Savage in. And we didn't end up using Martel yet. Oh, we used IRS, though, so we can't.
Yeah, we used IRS already.
We could also use the Doinks versus the Bigelows. Well, let's make Chad happy.
Well, if you use the Doinks versus the Bigelows, then we don't have to use that shitty match in 94.
Well, you could, because Doinks not in this match.
Oh, that's right. No. I got thrown off by that when I wrote our rewind. I forgot that he wasn't on there.
All right, now let's use Heavenly Bodies Rock and Roll. That's a good match.
Yeah, it actually is. It actually is a very good match. I don't think he picked that in the draft.
I don't like that match. All right, so 1994... I would, the opener, I like a lot, but we'd burn Shawn. That's the big loss here. Shawn's in all these, too. He's in the wild card match as well. Makes me wonder if we should use that opener from 93 instead.
With Razor and Savage.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess you could argue that Heavenly Bodies is better. I'm just afraid now we're getting to the point where we're not going to use, we're not going to end up using... some of these guys. Savage, yeah. Razor. Right?
Well, Savage is cooked after this, so...
Right. I mean, do we want to use Shawn here? I mean, that's a pretty good... I like that opener.
Hmm.
Oh, we can't anyway. Barbarian. Ugh. I mean, unless you count Sione. Is Sione different? I feel like it's the same guy.
It pretty much is the same guy.
I mean, if we were really stuck, I'd say screw it. Who cares?
Right.
But
yeah.
All right, let's just use the Winx and the Royal Family.
Damn it! Ugh. Absolutely terrible match. I'll be watching it on Monday because it's my next on my list.
All right.
Arrgh! All right,
Danny, all caught up here.
I think so, but I don't know if I'd rewatch this card right now.
It's awful.
it's absolutely horrendous.
Is Yoko Virgil our kickoff match?
I don't know. It's our main event, I think.
right now, it's the mid-show main event.
Well, this is what I think we're gonna do. We have to just go through all of it, and then we can go back and see if those guys are missing and if we can rebuild. Like I think if we sit here and try and perfect the best card possible, we're gonna be here all night.
Yeah, we're gonna kill each other. Yeah.
So I think we just need to. Make it fit, and then we'll go back and see, hey, look, we missed this guy. Can we fit him in somewhere? How's that sound?
How about Goldust Bigelow for 95?
How about the women in that one? That's a good match.
Oh, yeah. Bertha Faye, Aja Kong, Tomoko Watanabe, and Lioness Asuka against Alundra Blaze, Kyoko Inoue, Saki Hasegawa, and Yeah, let's use that.
Or the opener. Is there anyone in that we use again?
DiBiase? Oh, no, he's managing. Marty. We didn't use the Rockers, right? Because we held off Shawn.
No, but that only... It may just depend if we... Well, now, see, we keep saying Brett, Shawn, and Montreal. You know, what about Brett and Austin in Survivor Series?
Oh, I'll take that match in a heartbeat.
I think that's a better match.
It's yeah, absolutely, it's a better match.
And that leaves a Shawn for later, when we're probably going to need him. All right, so then we wouldn't use that Owen match in 96, which is what I thought maybe we would use. is that was one match I thought we may use is the Owen Bulldog,
right?
In the Furnace and LaFon match there. All right, so I say we use the women. I mean, well, what about Brett Diesel as our title match then? If we're gonna, oh no, we're using Brett Austin.
We're using Brett and Steve.
All right, use the women here, Dan.
All right, let me look at 97.
Unless we want to burn Sean, we haven't used Owen yet. We haven't used Razor yet. We haven't used Bulldog, Sid. Do you want to use Sean in 95?
In the wild card?
Because this, we use Yoko.
How about the dark side in the Royals?
No.
Taker killing everybody.
All right, use the women here, Dan. That's fine.
I don't think we lose anything on that. I think that's an entertaining match.
Well, we're just probably never going to use some of these guys now. Owen, Razor. At least it's like their last chance.
Yeah.
Bulldog, Sid. Because 96, let's use Brett and Austin for now. Hmm. I mean, that's one of the best matches in Survivor Series history, so.
Yeah.
I mean, 97, we can easily get away with the Truth Commission if we want. But we could also now do the Team Canada match.
Bulldog, Neidhart, Furnace and LaFon against Vader, Goldust, Mero, and Blackman.
Because Mero's gone, Vader would be gone. I mean, Goldust is the only one that can maybe cause issues.
Right.
Bulldog's gone after this. I mean, Blackman, whatever. Or, yeah, because Kane we're probably going to use again somewhere. Yeah, let's go. I'd rather use Team Canada, Team USA than the freaking awful Truth Commission match.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anything with, if we can avoid DOA as much as possible, I am all in favor of it. All
right, Dan, so would you watch us now? Is it picking up a little bit? I feel like the last three matches are better.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely like Brett and Steve.
I also think you're just counting the Hulkamaniacs Million Dollar Team's not that bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, there's all that kind of chicanery with the disqualifications and all that. But, I'm never going to say a bad word about 1989. As I've mentioned before on a previous podcast.
1998. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to 98. It gets a little bit easier now as we start getting some more singles matches. Well,
how about X-Pac and Regal?
Yeah, so I was trying to find two guys we're definitely not going to use here. And we could get our tag title match out of the way.
Where is that?
Because I don't know how many more tag title matches are on Survivor Series.
Well, and the Outlaws, they only got one more year. They're done at the beginning of 2000. So why don't we do that? Because I don't think we'll see any of the tag title matches in November that are really going to, stand out. So
right. Okay, let's use that. We can come back if we run into another one. All right, 99, which we're watching now. On this,
yes. Obviously the main event's out. How about this one that we have on now? The match that's on now is,
well, we just used Henry, and we used Blackman before. In 97.
You know what we lose then? Using Henry, we lose the Team Bischoff Team Austin match in 03.
Oh,
that's a
yeah.
Man,
if you want
bummer.
That to be the Sean match, well, we can.
Oh yeah, I forgot we don't have Sean. So the match you're watching.
Well, we do have Sean. We haven't used him yet.
Oh, we haven't used him yet.
I mean, big show. Well, we were.
How about the eight women tag that we're about to watch in a couple seconds?
Hey, don't laugh. We may be stuck with that. Unless we do Outlaws, Snow, and Mankind, and then we go back and pick something else from 98.
Let me think.
Well, Mick is done.
Yeah, and we got plenty of Jericho options, so we don't want to waste. And we don't want to waste the eye. We may need to.
Because we used Boss Man, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 91.
In 91. We may.
Look at that. We can't do this. We used
great
Mula.
Hair on Cole.
We can't do this anyway. We used Mula in 87.
Oh, that's right. It's pretty much. And it's the same gimmick, so.
Yeah, plus, guys, if we had a third female-oriented match on this card.
Hey, we may have to later. Don't rule it out yet.
Yeah, we got a great women's match. If we decide to use the women's title, we got a great one coming up that will definitely spike.
I'm just saying, I think Jordan Duncan might kill himself. That's all I'm saying.
That's another positive.
Yeah, we have some other fans that'll love a lot of women on this card.
Especially this one.
Especially the one walking out right now, Mae Young. I forgot she used to wear that terrible crown.
Oh, God. All right, so 98, we got to change. Let's go with this tag title match from 99. which is Outlaws versus Snow and Mick.
Okay, so we'll use that for the tag titles and get rid of 98.
Right. Yeah, so 98, we got to do...
We're not going to use Regal or X, well...
Regal may. See, it's hard, I mean... I can't even do Snow Jarrett. How about Shamrock Goldust?
Yeah, that might work, because I don't think we use... Obviously, Shamrock we don't use again, and Goldust... Nah.
He may, I mean.
I don't think he's on anything in 03 or 04. So.
Okay, let's go Shamrock Goldust for now. No, but Goldust is around later.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 2000.
All right. Jimmy Corderas. All right, so we did 99.
Rock Rikishi. I mean, Rock, well...
There's nothing else unless we use... Oh, we can't use the main... we lose the main event of 01, too.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably never going to happen.
No, it wasn't going to happen. Too many studs in that match.
I think Rock Rikishi... I mean, because Rock is in 01. He does that. And then he's not in 02. I mean, is his only other Survivor Series the one with Cena?
Yeah. We're not going to use that.
Well, I mean, we could.
Well, we could.
All right, so we use Rock Rikishi here, and then we can change if we need to.
Okay.
And that's a good match, too. I mean, it's a really good match.
All right. 01. How about Christian and Al for the European belt?
Can't use Snow.
Ah, shit. How about the opener? Oh, the dark match.
Yeah. No. We can't use Regal Tajiri.
We didn't use Regal, right, at 98?
Correct.
Regal Tajiri, it's a regular singles match.
Edge
Test, if we use the IC. That might be the last IC we get.
No, I think we might need Edge, though. Okay. We got a lot of shows left with where he's around. Who's in the Battle Royal?
Stasiak, Hurricane, Saturn.
I mean, I think looking at the list, I think Bradshaw is the only guy that may... Oh, Billy Gunn we used.
Yes, we used
Billy. We came close to Billy. I think only two guys maybe would pop up later.
I know, yeah.
All right, let's use Regal Tajiri for now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, 02.
I got two. Three, I think we have two choices. We can use the Chamber. And we can use Victoria Trish. Both top notch right there.
Or even Kidman Noble.
Or even Kidman Noble. Have we used... the six-man. We didn't use any of those guys, right? Dudley's, Jeff.
No, but we also haven't used the Guerreros. We keep saving some of these guys, but...
Yeah, we're going to end up running out of time.
This depends if you want to use Sean. All right, leave 02 blank for a minute.
Okay.
Let's go on to 03. Let's see...
I do like the Team Angle, Team Brock match.
I think we had a layup here. Vince Taker. We're probably never going to use Vince again.
Yeah, and Taker. Yeah.
Because who do we say we can't use? Oh, we can use Henry now. If you want to do that match, it's open now. We haven't used any of these guys.
You want to use Sean there? Then we have to pick. How about with this? Because I think we'll get maximum quality if we use Team Bischoff, Team yeah. Austin, and then Trish and Victoria in that match at 02.
All right, let's do that, Dan. So Trish Victoria from 02. And if we have to change that, we can always go back and use Kidman.
Right.
And then Team Bischoff, Team Austin, which is right now our anchor match.
Which isn't terrible. It's a great match.
No.
All right. 04. God, I don't even remember any of the matches.
Well, we got a lot of guys left still. We got Eddie, Benoit, Angle.
All right. Brock. How about the four-way for the cruiserweight? Spike, Kidman, Chavo, Ray. I mean, really, Ray's the only one. Are we ever going to use him? Again, that IC match is terrible.
What about... Oh, we can't use RVD. Say the team, Team Guerrero, Team Angle. Yeah, all right. Use that opener. Although I have a feeling Ray may come back to bite us. He's in a bunch of these matches coming up.
Yeah, all right.
Because some of these years where they go back to the format, it's going to be hard.
All right. Let's do... All right. 05. Booker Benoit. Oh, no, we used Benoit already. No, we didn't use either of them yet,
right?
We
haven't used Benoit.
How about Booker Benoit?
We can't. Can we do Triple H Flair?
Yes, we can actually use Triple H Flair. Because we haven't used, because we don't, we're not using the Chamber in 02, and we didn't use 91, right?
Right. Yeah, I said we do Triple H Flair. Okay. That's better.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to get a better Triple H match as far as there isn't that. Unless you want to use this one in 06. Well, we can't anyway because of Sean. The DX RKO one.
Mm.
I can't do the Legends because we've actually used some of those guys. How about this Team Cena? No, RVD. We could do... No. Well, I could do Batista Booker for the gold belt.
Mm.
Or Benoit Chavo for the U.S.
Well, what's better, Benoit Chavo or Benoit...
Well, we have to use Booker. The world title, right?
Right.
And so we got to keep that in mind. So why don't we put that in for now?
All right, so yeah.
Well, no, wait. Is Batista Taker in the cell? Is that the world title?
Yeah.
Is that the next year, 07?
That's 07, yeah. That's the one where Edge comes through the cage. He's got
That's
the
a really
camera.
Good match, right?
It is a very good match.
All right, so let's do Benoit Chavo here. We're never going to use either of them. Oh, wait, was Chavo in that cruiser, though?
Which one?
Yeah, he was, 04.
Oh, shit.
Can we pick something else from 04? Because I'd like to use Batista here. I mean, I don't want to use Batista because all right, go to 07. Let's just see if there's anything else. Because right now, I'd like to use Batista, Taker in the cell.
Okay. Let's see.
Where do you use Sean?
How about Punk, Morris, and Miz?
Yeah, I do. That's a pretty good match, too. We may need Punk later, though. I mean, there's stuff we can use. We can use the women or Kate and Murdoch. But, I mean, I'm in good stuff. All right, let's try...
Collie Hornswoggle.
Let's try and make Batista Taker work. So let's go back to 04. Can we do Shelton Christian for the IC? Oh, no, Christian was in the... Shit.
We can't have another women's title match.
No, yeah, well, we can go back to 02 and do Kidman. And then use Trish Lita here.
Trish Lita here. All right.
I mean, that's...
I hate to lose that tie, but Trish and Lita... Even
yeah, would you rather have Trish Victoria or Hell in a Cell Batista Taker? We need headlining matches here.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, Dan, so back to 02. Let's do... And Kevin Noble's not bad.
No, it's not. No.
Well, actually, 02. Have we used... Let me posit this to you. Have we used... Eddie Chavo. Well, what do we say for Chavo? 06?
We haven't used Kurt yet.
Well, I'm looking at this three-way tag. Well, we ended up... No, we're not going to use Ray anymore. We're not using Edge. The only one that would get in the way is Chavo from 06. Because we're going to change 04.
Hmm.
So, was there anything else from 06?
Let's see. What am I on right now on my screen here? 04. So, 05. 06. Well, we can't use Benoit Chavo.
Well, we could use Mickey Leda now, right?
Yeah. I just looked at that, too.
Because we would not use Trish Leda in 04, because we're saying we'll use... Wait, or is that what we're going to use in 04? I'm all fucked up. Leave 06 up on your screen.
Okay.
All right, so 04, we were just saying we would use... Was it Trish Lita? I guess we have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 06, we can use...
I think it has to be Benoit.
Benoit Chavo.
Or, yeah. Okay, so we can't do that. I just want to see if we could get that that six-man from 02 in. Which we can't.
No, because if we're going to use... Benoit Chavo, and they're both in it, so...
Well, there is one we could use. Because we haven't done a world title match yet, right? WWE title. And we could do Brock's show. Let's see if we have anything else. So, plug in Noble Kidman for now, Dan. And we know that if we need a world title match, we can go back to that. And plug it in there. And 04 will be Trish Lita. I'm sorry. Yeah, 04 is Trish Lita. 06 is Chavo.
Benoit.
Benoit.
And 07 is still Batista Taker.
Yes, 07 will still be Heath's right. Taker.
You stay to that. I'll go to 08 and start looking now.
All right. It's not too bad so far, but we've still got another seven or so of these to go.
Oh, Cena Jericho? Oh, that's for the world title. Shit.
Yeah.
Can't use the triple threat. Another women's match? Team Raw, team... No, we can't because we are...
Yeah, how about the Orton? Oh, no, we're using Batista. We could have used that match, though.
Yeah. How about we...
We could do... Yeah, we can't do Take a Show either.
We haven't...
See, this is the years I knew we were going to run into problems. Because these next 3 years all have very similar teams.
Yeah. And the same guys are in the title matches.
All right. So. I think we could use the women. We're going to break the record for women's matches. On
yes. This could be like our own special pay-per-view.
I think we have to aim for is adding like one or two more, just really, if we can find at least one more good match to headline. Because we got Bret Austin, the Bischoff Team Austin, Triple H Flair, and Batista Undertaker. Like, that's a pretty strong top four.
Yeah. Let me look ahead to...
Rock Rikishi's our five.
Let me look ahead to 09.
So I don't think it's an awful card. It's just very top heavy, which we knew.
We can't use Team Kingston versus Team Orton because we already used. Didn't we already Henry. Use Henry?
How about the
we
opener?
Could use Team Miz. Yeah, Team right. Miz.
Yeah, we could use that.
Miz, Drew, Sheamus, Dolph, and Swagger against Morrison, Matt Hardy, Evan Bourne, Shelton, and Finley. We're gonna have issues with Sheamus probably down the line though.
And Dolph and Swagger. All these guys are in every fucking Survivor match.
He has every Survivor match. All right.
All right. 2002. You keeping up all right, Dan? How you doing over there?
Hanging in, you know.
Are you ordering this card yet?
I might look for an illegal stream. I mean, call me a jerk. I don't care.
We want to preview article up by 6 a.m., so... all right.
We could go Daniel Bryan DiBiase.
Yeah, we haven't used the U.S. title yet, right? So
and we also could do Nexus, Gabriel and Slater versus Santino and Kozlov. Oh, that's the tag titles, which we've used. We could do Orton Bear as our title match. Have we used Orton yet? I don't think so.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, he's in the Bischoff
match.
He's
in the Bischoff match, and I don't want to lose that now.
No.
We kind of can't afford it.
All right,
it.
Do Brian DiBiase for now. Hopefully we're not stuck with... I don't know, Brian Turtle all the time anyways, so whatever.
Let's see. All right, 2011. We haven't used WWE... Have we used the WWE title yet?
No, so we could do Punk Del Rio.
Let's do Punk Del Rio. I mean, that crowd is through the roof.
Unless now, and we still haven't used Cena. Well, we use Miz, though, so I guess so we could do the main event. Yeah, go with Punk Del Rio. They go crazy for him.
It's a good match, too. 17 minutes. All right, three more, JR, and I think we survive.
We'll see. We're not done yet. All right, we could do Cesaro. Was Truth in that big one? Miz one?
We can't. We already used the U.S. title.
Motherfucker.
How about Team Brodus and Team Tensai?
Ray's in there. Have we used Ray?
Oh.
Actually, I don't know if we have. Have we used Ray, Dan?
I don't think so.
No, because we ended up not using the that cruiser match. All right, so how about Team Brodus against Team Tensai? Hey, at least we're sticking with the tradition
of
the
show. Yeah,
we
do have a lot of Survivor
We do have a lot of Survivor matches, which was really the big thing.
All right. Let's do that for now.
All right. 2013.
Let's see. We can do.
Have we? Didn't I see title match yet?
If we haven't, we have to.
Yeah.
I don't think we have.
All right. Well, I mean, Big E and Axel, I suppose. No harm in it.
Because Triple H Flair was not.
No, Triple H Flair. They had already lost the belt at that. No, it wasn't for the title. Okay. The cage match at Cyber or Taboo Tuesday was for the IC title. The
okay.
Last Man Standing wasn't.
Yeah, all right, let's do that. I mean, we have to use it, and that's our only... Man, we make no Cena on this card.
And,
Let's see, last year...
We can't use the main event, right?
No, because of Henry. And Ziggler. Came close. Could do Wyatt Ambrose.
Oh, yeah, we got to use Brain Ambrose, even with the ridiculous... was that the one that had where the fucking
TV
monitor blows up or whatever the hell it is?
Because the cell was the hologram.
Yes.
I think we did it. Somehow.
We just don't have Cena, but that's all right.
We don't have Cena, we don't have
Kurt. Well, we kind of have Cena. Oh, no, we don't, because we didn't use the title match in... But we do have Maurice.
Yes.
So that's all it really
counts. So we don't have Cena, we don't have Kurt. Those are the two big ones. We ended up using the WWE title, so we don't have to go back and do Brock.
Do we not use Rock?
Yeah, we have Rock Rikishi.
Oh, okay.
So the only place we could, and then we use Triple H and Flair, in 05, you could swap in Kurt and Cena. Because we don't have either of them. So it depends which match you think is better and which pair you think is better.
So Kurt and Cena or...
Triple H Flair.
Triple H Flair. Kurt and Cena from 05?
Yeah, was that the one that was Daivari was a ref or whatever?
Yes, I believe it was.
I don't think it's a very good match, but no. It would just be if we wanted Cena.
Those got worse as they went along. Their Unforgiven match was the best.
It would just be if we wanted Cena Kurt on that show.
Yeah.
Is there any, let's see, let's just look quick. So 04, what was Cena doing in 04? He was in that Carlito match, right? Can we use that one? Was that him? No, I might think of something else. Yeah, it was Eddie. Oh, is RVD the fly in the ointment here?
No.
Yeah, he's in the 03 match.
Oh, he's in the, yeah.
Because we haven't used Angle. This would have gotten rid of Angle, Cena, Big Show.
Do you know Cena's middle name is Felix?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I don't see it working. Unless what was Cena doing in 06? He was in that crazy one, right? But it had a bunch of guys we already used. He's in the Sabu one.
Yes. Yes, it's, no, he's in the one with, it's him, Kane.
Yeah, Sabu, Lashley. It's RVD again, is on the way. We could have used this one, too. Fucking RVD.
Fucking RVD. No wonder he got shunted to the mid-card.
So 08, he fights Jericho. What are you doing 09 and 10 again?
09, he was in the triple threat with Triple H and Shawn.
Right, so that's out.
Well, what's our world title match? Is it still Batista Taker?
Yeah.
Well, if we use...
No, we get Triple H against Flair. We got Shawn.
Oh, okay.
Where's Shawn? Yeah, we want no, the Bischoff.
I was thinking that if we use Cena Jericho in 08, we pick something else in 07.
No, Cena Jericho sucked. And Jericho's in the Bischoff match anyway.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, if you want Cena on the card, you could do Orton Barrett instead of Punk Del Rio, and then you get Cena as the ref, remember? Mm. I mean, I don't know if you really care that much.
I really like that Punk Del Rio match.
Yeah, keep it. Unless we lose that and Rock Rikishi and do Cena Rock Awesome Truth. Well, and then we lose that freaking Miz match from 09. Too much. Who cares? It's not worth it for Cena. What
yeah, I know.
How about 12, I guess. I'll look one more time. Cena, Ryback, and Punk.
Eef. Match is horrible.
Right, we'd rather have Cena Del Rio than that, right?
Yeah. Not the match is horrible, but it's nothing worth right.
And then 13, we need the IC title. And Cena Del Rio, anyway. All right. Sorry, John Cena.
Oh, well. You can be on commentary.
All right, here's our card. Survivor Series. You tell us if you like it or not, but we did it. We pulled it off, and not too long. Only about 40 minutes.
No, solid.
So 1987, Fabulous Moolah, Rocky Robin, Velvet McIntyre, the Jumping Bomb Angels take on Sensational Sherry, the Glamour Girls, Donna Cristianello, and Dawn Marie Criscolo. 1988, Ultimate Warrior, Brutus Beefcake, Sam Houston, Blue Blazer, and Jib Brunzel versus the Honky Tonk Man, Ron Bass, Danny Davis, Greg Valentine, and Bad News Brown. 1989, Hulk Hogan, Demolition, and Jake Roberts versus Ted DiBiase, The Powers of Pain, and Zeus. 1990, Nikolai Volkoff, Tito Santana, and the Bushwhackers take on Sergeant Slaughter, Boris Zukov, and the Orient Express. 1991, Legion of Doom and the Big Boss Man, Battle of the Natural Disasters and IRS. 1992, Yokozuna versus Virgil. 1993, The Heavenly Bodies versus the Rock and Roll Express. 1994, The Royal Family versus Clowns R Us. Doink and the Midgets versus Lawler and the Midgets. 1995, Bertha Fay, Aja Kong, Tomoko Watanabe, and Lioness Azuka versus Alundra Blaze, Kyoko Inoue, Sasuke Hasegawa, and Chaparita Asari. 1996, Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. 1997, the British Bulldog, Jim Neidhart, Furnas, and LaFon versus Vader, Goldust, Mark Merrow, and Steve Blackman. And I just found an error here, Scott. We have Ken Shamrock and Goldust in 98. We have Goldust back-to-back. Dan.
All right, so we got to go to... So we got to go to what?
98. Let's see here. Was there something... Oh, we never used Regal, right? So we could plug Regal X-Pac in.
Okay, that's not too bad, then.
All right, so 1998, X-Pac versus Steven Regal. 1999, the New Age Outlaws versus Al Snow and Mankind. That's our tag team title match. Rock versus Rikishi in 2000. 2001, we did use William Regal versus Tajiri. Back to 98. Mankind, we used Mankind in 99, so we used Mankind and Dwayne Gill. We never ended up using Kane, huh? But we used Taker.
Do we use Al Snow or no?
Yes, him and Mick versus the Outlaws.
Gangrel and Blackman?
That's a singles match, heat match.
Since when did that stop us?
Hang on. How about let's go back to God damn it.
Mankind, Dwayne Gill. Boom.
We use Mankind in 99.
Damn it.
Unless when we could try and change that, but I don't know. I thought we were pretty stuck there, right? Plus we need that's our tag title match. Can we change 01 at all? Can we use that? Do we end up using Trish? We did, right?
Yes.
And that's a women's title anyway.
Edge use. Test?
Well, that's our IC title. We never used Edge, did we?
No.
Well, we can do that, and then we can change 2013.
Wait, could we not use Edge Test because we used the U.S. belt once already?
Oh, that was for both, right?
Yeah, it was a unification. I find that kind of a loophole that we can survive.
Well, I'll tell you, we might have to, unless we can find something else from 99, but then we lose our tag title. I do think we have to at least change our IC. Who ended up winning? Who was the champ that won? Was Edge US? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
All right, so which one was that? That was Brian DiBiase from 2010?
I think 2000.
I think it was 10.
Yeah.
Or is it 12? It's 10.
10.
Okay, well, if we get rid of our tag title match in 99, but we have nothing else to use from 99, right? As I said, we could do this Gabriel Slater, Santino Kozlov, just to eat up on.
Have we used Big Show? Can we use this match that we have on now?
No, because of Boss Man. We used Boss Man in 91.
He's wearing different clothes, though.
So we could change 98 to Mick versus Al. Find something else for 99. And then use our tag titles and use the tag titles in 10 instead of Brian DiBiase. But that assumes we can find something else in 99.
Let's see. Kane X-Pac?
Yeah.
Just watched it. It was short, but...
Well, we never used Kane. All right, so let's do this, Dan. 98 can be Mankind versus Al Snow. 99 can be Kane and X-Pac. And then 2012, we have to use our... 2010, we have to use our tag title match. We can do the Nexus match. Hmm. And then I think we're good. So we lose Daniel Bryan, but that match is just okay anyway. All right, so back on track. 97, Team Canada, Bulldog, Neidhart, Furnas, and LaFon versus Vader, Goldust, Merrow, and Blackman. 1998, Mankind versus Al Snow. 1999, Kane versus X-Pac. 2000, Rock versus Rikishi. 2001, William Regal versus Tajiri. 2002, Billy Kidman versus Jamie Noble for the Cruiserweight title. 93, Chris Jericho, Christian, Randy Orton, Scott Steiner, and Mark Henry versus Shawn Michaels, RVD, Booker T, and the Dudleys. 2004, Trish Stratus versus Lita for our women's title match. 2005, Triple H versus Ric Flair in a Last Man Standing. 06, Benoit versus Chavo. And Scott, that was the U.S. title anyway, so we would have been screwed, right? Benoit, Chavo in 06?
Yes.
Or is that the IC?
No, that was U.S.
Are we sure? Yes, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so we would have had to change that anyway. All right, Chavo Benoit for the U.S. title. 2007, Batista Undertaker is our WWE... Oh, no, I'm sorry, our World Heavyweight title match inside Hell in a Cell. 2008, Beth Phoenix, Mickey James, Kelly Kelly, Candice, and Jillian versus Michelle Victoria, which we would have used anyway, Maria, Maurice, and Natalia. 2009, Team Miz, Miz, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Dolph Ziggler, and Jack Swagger versus John Morrison, Matt Hardy, Evan Bourne, Shelton Benjamin, and Finlay. 2010 is our tag team title match with Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater defending against Santino Marella and Vladimir Kozlov. 2011, CM Punk defeats El Desperado del Rio. That is our WWE title match. Brodus Clay, freaking A, Justin Gabriel, you asshole.
Shit.
I was also going to say that we have Michael McGillicuddy and Curtis Axel.
Well, that's two different guys.
Two different guys.
We don't have McGillicuddy. Where's he?
He's in that. Next
no, he's not in the match. He's at ringside.
Oh, he's at ringside. Yeah. Fine.
Justin Gabriel is going to undo this whole thing.
What year is that?
12.
All right, let's see.
I think we're rereading this. Twelve is a hard one too.
Even Caitlyn, because technically we use the women's title, not the Divas title.
We have to. Because we can't do Cesaro Truth, right?
No.
Because we use US.
Yeah.
All right, even Caitlyn. All right, 2011, Punk Del Rio for the WWE title. 2012, even Caitlyn for the Divas title. 2013, Big E Langston and Curtis Axel for the IC. And 2014, Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose. So not the strongest card, but we complied with the rules. Good luck to do it yourself, if you can. Post it on the Facebook page. I mean, Scott, like I said, the big matches, we have Punk Del Rio, Batista Taker, Triple H Flair, Team Bischoff, Team Austin, and Brett Austin, and Rock Rikishi. I mean, that's not awful.
Yeah, Steve's on camera twice, so.
Right, and we get the Hogan. You know, we get Hogan. That's a pretty big match for them. Heavenly Bodies, Rock and Roll Express is pretty good. We got the Warrior team in there. I mean, Cena, Angle, and Eddie, I think, are the big three in Big Show, I guess.
We don't get John Cena, but we get a Survivor match of six midgets. So.
Right, what can you do? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, do December, and put a bow on this thing.
Because.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes and PlaceToBeNation.com. You can check out myself and Scott Criscolo on The Mothership, The Place to Be Podcast, home of great interviews and our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. If you need your fix of current wrestling talk, we have plenty of options for you there, including Main Events, which features a roundtable discussion led by PTBN analysts and special guests, our monthly pay-per-view reaction show, including immediate feedback and discussion for WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, and New Japan Super Shows, and Wrestling with Optimism, which focuses on the positives of the business. Also, be sure to relive wrestling's past with Graham Cawthon's excellent exclusive History of Wrestling podcast, Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave's Wrestling Culture podcast, our monthly pay-per-view rewind roundtable series led by Ben Morse, and the Dangerous Alliance podcast starring myself and Pro Wrestling Only's Will, diving into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. Sports fans have plenty to dive into as well. We feature The Extra Point with Scott Criscolo and Dr. G, The Kings of Sport featuring Live Audio Wrestling's godfather Nate Milton, The Sports Lounge hosted by Cowboy and Cowboy Sr., as well as the NBA Team Podcast, which takes a year-round deep dive into pro hoops. PTBN also proudly features Richard and the Mailman podcast, which specializes in the world of TV, thought leadership, anger, and irreverence. As mentioned, all these shows are available on PlacetoBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. PTBN is also home to the tremendous in-depth features on pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments, and more. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island in Fall River, Massachusetts, Scott Keats, RSPWFAQ.com blog, and Piledriver.net.
Chad, do you want your wrestling podcast to be informed by historical and analytical insight and by obsessive watching of footage from any era and any promotion and for them all to be available on one feed?
Sure do, Parv.
Chad, are you ready to shill?
I am, because I know you're talking about the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation podcast network.
Let's go through that again. PWOPTBN podcast network.
Got it. That's where you can listen to all sorts of different shows covering the history of pro wrestling in detail.
Shows like Titans of Wrestling with my boys Pete, the man of a 10,000 discs, and Kelly, the jobber lover.
I'm a jobber.
The Pro Wrestling Super Show with Stephen Graham.
Join me, Stephen Graham.
The smash hit wrestling game show Brainbuster with
Johnny Sorrow.
We have a host of top contributors like wrestling historian Chris Zellner.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Zellner here, starting a new podcast venture.
And the Pro Wrestling Only admins, the man who knows more about 90s wrestling than maybe anybody on earth, Charles, and good old Will from Texas.
This is Will, and I'm joined today by my good buddy Charles.
Whether it's the territories, WWF, NWA, Mid-South, Texas, Portland, tag team wrestling, Japanese wrestling, lucha, old school, new school, we got it.
And of course, the feed still has the mothership itself,
with the big boys play,
on which we continue our endless journey through WCW Supercards.
PWO PTBN Podcast Network. It's pro wrestling only.
You know you want to hear it.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the Four Horsemen, and you're listening to Place to Be Podcast.
All right, Nation, we're back. Took a break, took a breather. Survivor Series in the books. PlaceToBeNation.com is never in the books. We got lots going on there, and it has been a podcast week. We have a Super Extreme Vault new episode. Stephen Graham, Mark Clare, and Glenn Butler looking at Guilty as Charged 1999 as they continue their trek through the history of ECW pay-per-views. The debut episode of the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast. Myself and Will, along with Dan, tackled various challenges as we dove into wrestling history. We talked about what if Randy Savage had remained a full-time wrestler in 93 and 94. We counted down our top five personal favorite North American wrestlers. We looked at the career of John Tenta and his many gimmicks, and we answered some mail. So be sure to check that episode out. Jason Greenhouse has your weekend playlist. We also had the Seinfeld rewatch series continue with a great episode, The Briss. Be sure to check that out, The Moyle and the Pigman. A giant-sized hard-traveling fanboys looked at the Avengers. It was a roundtable. Greg and Nick were joined by the rest of the comic staff here. Glenn Butler continues to trek through Star Trek Deep Space Nine Season 1. New episode of PTBN's Main Event, Episode 35, the Pay-Per-View Fantasy Draft. Scott hosted that with Graham Cawthon, Greg Phillips, and Chad Campbell. They basically redid what we had done, Scott, a ways back on our show.
Yes. Yep.
Where they drafted their own, built their own pay-per-views.
Yep.
Picked greatest pay-per-views throughout history. So I have a feeling this Ultimate Survivor Series card is not one of them. Russell Sellers had his new hotness. Scott, our Vintage Vault Refresh series continued with WrestleMania 10. Aaron George, great alternative looking at this week's episode of Ring of Honor Television. And, of course, as you may have heard, big news there. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, with Kevin Kelly on Monday with ROH moving to Destination America. And if you have not checked out XL on Bad Street number 6, The Death of Jim Crockett Promotions Part 2, Chris is joined by David Bixenspan and Dylan Hales, and they look through the end of 1988. So be sure to check that out.
Yeah, Chad mentioned on the main event pay-per-view draft that if you listen to parts 1 and 2 of this JCP Legacy in 88, it is literally 7 hours. But it is so in-depth. Those guys were amazing, so definitely check it out.
Master's class in the end of Jim Crockett. So, PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Facebook.com/PlaceToBeNation. Place number 2, B Nation on Twitter.
All right, December, all-time pay-per-view card, November in the books. And December, we are not doing No Holds Barred, so everyone can... well, you know what, Scott? I mean, we're probably never going to use those guys again. We can add it. Unless you want to use From Tuesday in Texas. If you want Savage and Jake or Hogan Taker, it's your call how bad you want those matches.
I don't like either of those matches. I mean,
well, Savage Jake
is good at the end, yeah.
You get all that stuff, though.
Yeah.
All right, screw No Holds Barred. That wasn't even a real pay-per-view. No. So let's go Savage Jake.
Okay. All right. So now we fast forward ahead to 1995.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what match I want to use, but do we want to lose our world title match?
Well, I love that match too. No, I'm not. You're not going to get an argument out of me. Let's look. What other great December world title matches are there?
I don't know.
I mean, so many. Yeah.
All right. Let's plug in Brett Bulldog for now. And know that we can come back to Ahmed Buddy Landell if we have to.
Because we don't have Brett again. We only have one more Brett.
Right.
So.
And we could also use Razor, Jannetty, Kid, and Sid if we need to as well.
All right. So let's
But I mean, Brett Bulldog's great. All right. So next we have It's Time, right?
Yeah. What's the number of that? This is going to be a pain in the ass with these in your houses.
Let's see.
In your house. let's see. Here it is. It was 12. How about Brockus and Dr. X?
Dr. Tom. Funk Leaf Cassidy.
Yeah, that's really the only thing I could think of.
It's not a bad match either.
I forgot about the Austin Goldust, but that was only on tape.
All right. So now we move ahead to In Your House DX. Let's see. You know, Undertaker, Jeff Jarrett. There you go. I found it in your house homepage where we can click off and on.
Oh, okay, there we go.
All right, In Your House DX. Well, I mean, the layup, easy choice. We have two of them if we want to be real lazy here. Is Butterbean, Mark Merrow, or Bariquez, DOA.
Ugh.
Or Taka, Brian Christopher. So we actually have a few here. I mean, we can go with the novelty of Butterbean and Mark Merrow.
I'm fine with that.
Or you want to go talk about Brian Christopher? Light heavyweight, we're probably not going to use again.
That's true.
All right, let's go talk about Brian Christopher. Get the title match on.
All right, so that's DX.
Here we go. Right over here.
Okay. I'll get on again. Ready.
All right, In Your House Rock Bottom. We can do... Headbangers, Oddities, Brood, Job. Well, I'm going to lose Edge. Austin Taker. That match is not good.
Oh, the yeah. Buried Alive?
So we can either use Blackman Owen. You get the novelty of Owen's final singles pay-per-view match.
Yeah, let's do that because we're not going to use either of them again. So.
Or Headbangers, Oddities would be the other option.
No, I like Blackman Owen.
All right, Blackman Owen.
All right, 99. Let's see.
Armageddon 99. We could do the women's pool match.
Holly's. Oh, yeah. We can make history. Holly's Rikishi Vis. Well, how about Kane X Pac in the cage? Are we going to use Kane?
We may
again?
Need Kane again. Hmm. I hate using Kane this early. And Triple H Vince.
No, it's got to be better Triple H December matches.
Yeah, I say we either use the women in the pool to get the historical value. I mean, it was Holly's Rikishi Viscera really much better than that? It's only 2 minutes more.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's go with the women's pool match there.
Okay, all right, 2000.
2000.
When he's a six-pack? Or is that burned through? Well, I mean...
We can't use a title.
Oh, we just used it, damn it. How about we use our IC and put that systematic, well, I don't know. It's very hard to use adjectives with that, but yes. Yeah, of Benoit to Billy Gunn there. That's about what they think of it, too.
Sorry about that. It's hard to mute with both of us here.
How about Benoit Billy?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now, guys, just quick chime here for 2000. There's also the from Sheffield, England, the Rebellion show to consider.
Oh, that's right. Let's check that one out.
For those across the pond who would yell at
us. I guess we could have done
later.
That. Was there one in 99 as well? Maybe there's a better match on that show.
It was in October.
Oh, okay.
All right. The Rebellion 2000. Oh, you got it in front.
Undertaker Benoit.
Wow. Is there any good Taker December Taker matches?
I don't know. All right, let's pencil in Taker Benoit for now, knowing we can come back and do Benoit Billy. Wasn't there a 98 England pay-per-view? The one where JR had the Bell's palsy? What do we use for 98? Blackman Owen. What was the show in 98?
It wasn't Capital Carnage. That was in the spring.
It was definitely one, because that's where he had the... it is Capital Carnage.
Oh, what was the one in
December
the...
December 6th.
Let's see. How about Tiger Ali Singh? Because everybody... He's like, loved there for that.
Austin Kane, Mankind Taker.
A weird match. Triple H, Jarrett. Headbangers, LOD.
No. Okay, let's stick what we got from 98. That's fine. Okay, so let's use that Taker Benoit from Rebellion 2000. That's pretty cool.
Mm.
All right, so what do we got? Vengeance 01.
Yes.
Triple H looking lustily on the sledgehammer.
Yes, even though he's not at the show.
So we could do Rock Jericho.
Edge Regal IC?
No, Rock Jericho for the world title.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're going to do better than that.
Yeah, all right.
We'll see if we're going to come back if we need Jericho later. I mean, it is a little nerve-wracking that we used our two title matches already, but... All right, Armageddon 02. We're getting tired of this already. Well, if we don't use Benoit Taker, we could use that great Benoit Eddie match here, and there's no title on the line in that. That would be my vote. So we'd have to change 2000 as well again now. I mean, that's the best match on that card. It's a really good match. And there's no title evolved.
Benoit Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that match is awesome.
All right, put that in, Dan. We'll go back. Let's go back to 2000.
I'll look ahead. You do that. And
Well, I may need your help here. All right,
I'm just going to change. I'm going to change my screen.
All right, so here's Armageddon.
Well, I can't use the Jericho Kane.
Right, can we use Regal Holly for the European?
Val China?
Ugh.
I know.
All right, let's use Regal Holly for now, and then we know we got Val China in our back pocket if we need to go there.
Okay.
All right, so Armageddon 03.
Have we used IC yet? Can we do RVD Orton?
Yes, we used IC for... No, we have not.
How about RVD Orton?
Only fear is we need Orton later for something. I don't know what yet.
Well, and he's got a lot of... I mean, there's a lot of matches there, too.
We haven't used Sean yet, right? Sean, we might need him, though. I say we go with Booker Henry just to be safe.
Okay.
And we can come back and reassess.
Yeah, because we can't. We don't want to use that Evolution tag because we may need Batista.
Mm. All right.
Ugh. It's Armageddon 04. Fucking sucks. This show's terrible.
We can do Daniel Pewter in the Miz. Kurt and Santa.
Kurt and Santa. we could use... This is the blue belt, so we could use RVD Ray. If we don't use the IC at 03, we could use RVD Ray against Dupree and Kenzo, if you want to use something else in 03.
Yeah, let's use that for now.
Okay. Do you want to use Sean Batista? Wait, is that 03?
No, we already have 03. We have Booker Henry.
Oh, wait, that is our stopgap.
Let's wait and see if we can fit Sean somewhere else.
Okay. 05.
05, we could do... If we don't take it, we could do Taker Orton in the cell. There's no title on that one.
Mm. And then we have Orton and Taker out of the way. We were there.
I mean, we could also do like Eminem and Mexicools. Lashley, Regal, Burchill.
JBL, Matt.
Let's do the sale for now, and we'll see if we need Taker or Orton as we go along.
Kid Cash, Hoovy. Did we like that match?
Yeah, I mean, there are matches here we can use if we need them. So let's plug in Taker now. We'll come back and change if we need to.
Okay. Six.
All right. 06, we got
Benoit Chavo, U.S.? Or do we use Benoit already?
We used Benoit versus Eddie.
We did
Eddie.
Use Benoit. That match is better anyway.
Kane MVP in the Inferno. Or how about the ladder match? Did we end up using Regal? We can go back and change Regal in 2000.
Oh, the match where...
well, that's Berger, the tag titles, though, right?
That's the blue belts.
So we'd have to change 03.
We have to change
04. Or 04, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta. I think we have to have that ladder match if we can.
Yeah, because we want to see Joey, you know, lose his face.
Have we used either the Hardys yet, either, though? I don't think so.
No.
Okay. All right, so plug that in 06, Dan. So we have to change both 2000 and 2004 now.
All right, you...
You guys don't want to go to December to Dismember for December 2006, do you?
Christ, no.
Well, we could do Hardy's M&M, which is pretty good. But I think I'd rather have the ladder match. Mm. All right, let's go back and look at 04. Is there anything?
How about Basham's against Holly and Haas?
Yeah, let's do that. Because we're not going to use any of those guys again.
Yeah.
Because we're going to change 2000 anyway. So we're not going to...
Got Val China.
Yep, yeah, okay, Val China. That was our emergency.
Yeah.
Unless there's something else on Rebellion. Splackman Saturn for the hardcore. You know what, screw the Brits. Let's stick with... Alright, stick with Val and... So 2000 will be Val and China.
06.
Hang on, Dan, you're behind here. So 2000 is Val China. 04 should be, what do we say?
That short match. China Regal.
No, that. Was? No. No, it's China Val in 2000.
Oh, okay.
2004 should be. Basham's Holly and Haas.
Basham's Holly and Haas.
All right, so now we're to 07.
06.
06 we did. 06 is the ladder match.
Oh, that's right. Okay. 07.
All right, 07, we could do Hardy. Oh, no, we just use Hardy. So we could do Hardy Triple H, which is a great match. Finley Kali. I mean, I don't know if we want to burn Sean on Sean Kennedy. Did we end up using Ray yet? No, we haven't. Right? We changed it. We could do Ray MVP for the U.S. Mm. Let's do that.
Okay, 08, we could use Finley and Mark Henry, Belfast Brawl.
What if we don't use Ray in 07? What if we use Punk Ray? Well, you think we might use Punk
we
later?
We use Punk down the line, yeah.
And we use the WWE title, so we can't do that yet. Because we still haven't used, we haven't used Triple H yet. I haven't used Cena again yet.
We haven't used Shawn yet. We're running out of slots for Triple H. I think this is his last December.
Well, Sean, too. I mean, how many more does he have?
Yeah. One.
Well, was he even at? What's 09? Is it TLC? Oh, actually, don't they fight in that one? Aren't they a team in a tag team match?
Yes,
it's Jericho, though, right?
Jericho.
Shit, well, we already used Jericho.
Yeah.
Damn it, that would have been a good spot to use them. 09, we can do Christian Shelton for the ECW title. Let's do that. That was a good match, the ladder match.
Oh,
09.
DX Jericho? Yeah.
No, Christian Shelton.
Oh, Christian Shelton. Okay, I was looking at that screen.
No, zero to use Jericho in 01. All right, so what do we need? Do we end up picking 07 or no? We have not, right? I mean, you just want to use Sean Kennedy to see a Sean on the card? Because then we're out of choices here.
Yeah.
All right, so do Sean Kennedy from 07, Dan. 08. Have we used Batista or Orton? Yes, we used Orton in the cell. Let's do Punk Ray then. And we'll see if we need Punk. We'll come back. So Punk Ray in 08.
All right. Look ahead to...
All right, we're on 2010.
Is that what we're up to? 2010.
Morrison and Sheamus, number one contender for the WWE title. 19 minutes.
We're going to do Cena Barrett if we want to get Cena on the card. No, yeah, let's go Morrison and Sheamus. That was probably better. All right, so that's 2010.
2011. Oh, how about that? How about Punk Miz Del Rio? That match is pretty awesome. Have we used the WWE title yet?
We used Punk Ray in 08. Yes, we used WWE title in 1995.
Oh, okay. That's a great.
It's not better than Brett Bulldog, though. You can use Triple H Nash.
Oh, my God. Watching Nash, didn't it take him like an hour to climb the ladder that one time?
Yeah, I put it in there, right? We could do have we used the U.S. title? Because we could do Zach. That was the big Zach pop, remember? When he won the title. We haven't used
isn't
it
that
yet.
Where they, isn't that, wasn't it after that pay-per-view they had that awesome picture with all them?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do Zach and Dolph for the U.S. title. That's where he gets the huge pop in Long Island. All right, 2012. Oh, unless we want to do this, Dolph when he beat Cena.
Oh, and the that's
oh
the
no
AJ
no
we,
no Shield, oh, Shield Hell No and Ryback. No.
Yeah.
Have we used Kane yet? No.
No.
We never ended up using him, right? See, I told you we had to save him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome match. We gotta use that
All right, 2013.
Can't do Orton Cena. We're gonna not use Cena again. Kofi Miz,
Big E Sandow. Have we used the IC title yet?
Yeah, I think we have. Yes, we have. Punk Ray is IC. Yeah, I think. It's either R-Truth and Brodus Clay, or Kofi. Kofi Miz, I guess, would be our best chance.
No DQ? Really? That was a no DQ?
Yeah. All right, let's do that. Let's do Kofi Miz. And then 14 will be Cena Rollins. Or we can do Wyatt Ambrose again.
Let's do Cena Rollins. We can't have Cena on both shows.
No, we can. What's the better match? I mean, they're independent of each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
We should have the one that's better. Yeah, all right. Go Cena. Let's go Cena Rollins.
Okay.
All right. Anyone we missed that we had said we would hold off on? I mean, we have another show now without Angle. I mean, he didn't really have a lot of big December matches.
No.
Is there anything?
Beat Big Show in 02, but I mean, that was.
So I think we got pretty strong as we went.
Yeah.
But is there anything from, like, 97 to 99 we can fix up? All right, let's look at 97 again. All right.
That's not a good show.
No, I know, but I don't know. Let's just make sure that there's no we're holding. I mean, did we end up using Triple H?
Yeah, the Nash.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no?
We used Morrison. We used Zach and Ziggler.
What do we use in 99? Could we use Triple H Vince?
Yeah, we had said that. Let's do that. Triple H Vince in 99. Because we never ended up using Triple H.
Yeah.
So would you rather have that than Triple H Slaughter?
Yes.
Okay.
And we lose Kitty's boobies, but Kitty's puppies, but that's all right.
All right, so 2000. I think we exhausted 2000 pretty well. 98, we're good with Blackman Owen. All right, I think we're good. All right, here's our December card. 1991, Randy Savage versus Jake Roberts. 1995 is our WWE title match, Bret Hart versus the British Bulldog. 1996, Flash Funk defeated Leaf Cassidy. 1997, Taka Michinoku defeated Brian Christopher, light heavyweight title match. 1998, Steve Blackman and Owen Hart. 1999, Triple H and Vince McMahon in a False Count Anywhere. 2000, Val Venus defeated China. 2001 is our World Heavyweight title match, Chris Jericho and The Rock. 2002, Chris Benoit versus Eddie Guerrero. 2003, Booker T versus Mark Henry. Was there something you wanted to look back at 03 for? Was it the IC, which we ended up using?
Yeah, it was.
But we never ended up using Orton or RVD. Oh, no, we did use Orton.
We did use Orton in the...
Is there nothing else in 03? Do you want to check quick? Let's look. Just before we put a bow on this. Because I know that was one we had said let's go back to. I mean, we haven't
interviewed Shawn Batista.
Oh, we'd have to. Well, yeah, but we could change 07. So, do you like Shawn Batista better
than Sean Kennedy? Yeah.
But let's see what the option is for 07. What it would be. So 07 would be.
How about Jeff? Oh, we used Triple H already.
Yeah. Well, I only use Jeff.
Oh, that's true.
All right. So I mean, we could do like Beth and Mickey.
Ray MVP, or we use Ray?
We use the U.S. and Ray. All right. So we could do either. So what's the better pairing? Sean Kennedy with Booker Henry, or Shawn Batista with Beth and Mickey? Actually, do we end up using the women's title at all? No. All right. Let's switch that then. We should use the women's title.
Okay.
All right. So let's do Shawn Batista at 03. All right. So 2002, Benoit, Eddie. 2003, Shawn Michaels versus Batista. 2004, the Basham Brothers versus Hardcore Holly and Charlie Haas. 2005, Undertaker, Randy Orton, Hell in a Cell. 2006, London and Kendrick versus William Regal, Dave Taylor, Eminem, and the Hardys in a... we're going to have problems here, Scott. 2010, we're going to have to change because of Morrison and Nitro.
Okay.
I mean, they're the same guy. All right, so that's TLC 10. I mean, unless we dump... No, even if we... No, we got to keep that ladder match. Even though I think Morrison Sheamus is pretty good. So we could do Cena Barrett and then...
Change.
Bray and Ambrose.
Yeah.
Or we could go back to Daniel Bryan DiBiase, even though we have the U.S. title.
No, do that. Do Cena Barrett and then okay. Wyatt Ambrose.
Okay.
I think we get good bang out of both those.
Okay. All right, so... Undertaker, Randy Orton, Hell in a Cell, London and Kendrick, William Regal, Dave Taylor, Eminem, and the Hardys in a ladder match. And that is our tag title match, right? Is that our only tag? Yep. 2007 is... Was it Melina versus... No. Was it Beth Phoenix and... Dan's behind here. Beth Phoenix and Mickey James, so the women's title in 2007. 2008, CM Punk and Rey Mysterio for the IC title. 2009, Christian versus Shelton Benjamin for the ECW title in a ladder match. 2010, John Cena versus Wade Barrett in a chairs match. 2011, Zack Ryder, Dolph Ziggler for the U.S. title. The Shield versus Team Hell No and Ryback in a six-man for 2012. 2013, Kofi Kingston and The Miz. And 2014, Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt in a
but
TLC.
Can we do Dean Ambrose?
No,
we
cannot.
Shield?
We cannot. We couldn't use Rollins either, so it wouldn't have mattered. Always
big,
at the
big
end.
Big Show, Eric Rowan.
Stairs match.
Oh god,
that's
just awful.
Do
we use the tag belts? We did, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they won that ladder match. I don't know what set that was.
Which one is that again?
We used the US, so we can't do it. The ladder match at Armageddon. Those are the official belts, right? The blue ones? Or no?
That's the blue belts.
Okay.
The official
we can
belts
do.
Are the red belts.
Alright, so we can do Uso. Oh, no, we already use Miz.
Do we use a Divas belt yet?
Nikki and no, we're not AJ. Doing that shit. I'd rather just do, alright, just do Big Show Rowan. I don't think we use Big Show yet. That's a sad ending. I thought we really had it.
No, no.
You can't change that. That Shield match was awesome, though. You can't dump that.
No, the Shield match is excellent.
All right, well, there's your December card, boys. Hope you and girls. Hope you enjoyed listening. We're going to head to bed now. We'll be back a week from Monday with Unforgiven 2004. You can catch Dan and I in the Kevin Kelly Show Monday night. Guests to be determined. Scott, what do you got for a main event? You know yet?
Not sure what we'll have for main event yet. But we'll have Core 4 guys, and we'll piggyback what you guys talk about Monday with Ring of Honor and some other opinions and Kevin Owens, a guy that's been heavily in the news the last couple days.
I think you're saying the nude. I don't know.
No, absolutely not.
All right, that's it. We're out. Everyone have a good, safe weekend. Thank you, Dan, for working the numbers here. We'll talk to you next week. Everyone take care.
His dog probably typed.
The dog. Well, at least he's not bringing the dog tomorrow. Unless...
No, bad enough I got to share this room with my share and the dog, too.
True.
I really hate November and December now more than ever.
Yes. Well, we'll see which cards are better. I might get rich, you know, I might get busted, but my